Hello, fellow realists. I'm David Ravel, and this is ValueSide for Monday, May 23rd. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit valueside.com. Well, today, are we slipping into a recession? Well, there was an old television program called Star Trek. And in one of the shows, some members of the crew were accelerated to unimagined speed, darting around the ship so fast that they could not be seen by the rest of the crew, while those who were left behind appeared to be statues, not moving at all, from the point of view of the speeders. And that's a perfect description of Wall Street. On the one hand, you have traders zipping around, buying and selling stocks, reading indicators that the rest of the investment world just doesn't yet comprehend. Even more, we have high-frequency traders who literally move at nearly the speed of light. While on the other side, we have many government agencies and NGOs who provide the economic data that the rest of us use to determine the current state of the economy. People like the National Bureau of Economic Research. They are the official arbiter of recessions in this country. It's the NBER which makes the call. Recession? Or no recession. Now, the fastest I've ever seen the NBER move was for the latest recession, that economic lockdown that occurred in the dreadful second quarter of 2020. 6 months after the event, NBER finally called it a recession, the only two-month recession in our history. And at just a half a year after the fact, one of the fastest calls ever by the NBER. So there, obviously the slow part of our Star Trek crew, moving ever so slowly. But on the other hand, on Wall Street, the fast crew is already close to reaching a conclusion on our current economy. And that's the latest recession is nearly here. The first thing they see is the recent performance of the stock market. Now, you don't get a two-month 25% correction in NASDAQ and the worst two-month performance by the Dow Jones Industrial Average in 99 years without there being something seriously wrong with our economy. Most significantly, the worst performers are the very stocks that have been leading this market throughout the past 14 years. The FANGs, Apple, Amazon, Alphabet, Google, Netflix, Facebook, and Microsoft. The very high-tech giants that have been an integral part of our economic growth for a generation now. Of course, we can't leave the retailers out of this growing gloom. Both Target and Walmart plunged on their dire outlook for consumer spending at their stores. As we all know, the consumer represents nearly two-thirds of the economic activity of this country. And then there's housing. Throughout this wobbly economy, it's been housing that's the most solid. For many, see housing as the best hedge against inflation. And in fact, housing is coming off one of its best years ever. But that may all be changing. With higher mortgage rates come fewer buyers. Both Jerry Kantner, head of the National Association of Home Builders, and Doug Duncan, chief economist at Fannie Mae, see housing slowing in the weeks ahead. In fact, Duncan is now outright calling for a recession in housing. Add all this up, and you have a pretty good case for a general recession beginning right about now. Now, this is probably not news to you, my reader. It's something that you've seen for weeks. The higher prices for food and gas, the empty shelves, the hard-to-get items, the continuing squeeze on your monthly income, less discretionary spending, and more spending on high-priced necessities. You've no doubt been watching all this unfold in your own household. Wall Street's right behind you, with those government economists still weeks behind. But eventually, they'll all be telling you something you already know. We are slipping into a recession. Well, Wall Street is hoping for a much better week this week than last. And with a couple of hours to go before today's openings, everything looks currently green. Stock futures, metals, cryptos, and most commodities are trading higher in the pre-market, with the only red ink on the board over in the bond market. Now, there's a lot going on this week, as everyone has settled in over at Davos, Switzerland, for the annual confab of the World Economic Forum. Always a fun event, headed by that laugh-a-minute director, Klaus Schwab, originator of that popular dictum, "You will own nothing and be happy." What a guy. Want to find out the reason behind the current Fed interest rate hike? Well, we'll get some of the answers on Wednesday, when the Fed releases its minutes from the meeting which elected to raise rates to the current level of 1% interest. Should provide some interesting reading. Then in about an hour, the Chicago branch of the Federal Reserve will release their National Activity Index. Released monthly, this is an overall gauge of both the activity and inflation pressure in the economy, with values above zero, like we're at right now, indicating that both activity and inflation pressure are above trend. However, this index has been trending lower for the past 3 months, and this is one of the chief indicators that Wall Street looks at, and a principal reason that many see much lower inflation ahead. Now, in earnings today, all eyes will be focused on three retailers: upscale department store Nordstrom's, coffee shop Starbucks, and used car dealer America's Car Mart. Although in wildly different segments, there's a lot of concern about how the consumer is faring right about now, and the street is looking for any indication on the average American's spending. And that's the value side for this Monday, May 23rd. For all of our podcasts and blog posts, visit ValueSide.com. I'm David Revelle. ValueSide is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.